News from Oroville, 15th of December, 2008.
On microphone, Marinka.
In studio, Chloe and Danielle. The weather forecast for today, Monday, 50% chance of rain with accompanying thunderstorm, continuing through tomorrow night, northeast winds, 25 to 25 kilometers per hour, and temperatures, 24 to 27 degrees. Following is an excerpt of an interview with Bufana Sundri, talking about Dipam in Tiruvannamalai, celebrated in Kodukurai.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Yesterday and today are being celebrated as Dipam Day. That is, in Tamil culture, in the month of Kartigai, that is, there are 12 months, Tamil months, and this month is called Kartigai. And in this month, the Dipam being celebrated on the full moon day, that is the significance of it. On the full moon day, this has been celebrated. Particularly, in Tiruvannamalai, this festival is very much celebrated because the day being Lord Shiva appeared as a very big flame. There is no end and there is no starting and ending. And Vishnu, Brahma, both these gods try to find which is the top of Shiva and what is the bottom of Shiva, but they couldn't find because it was only a big flame that was standing in between before them. So they failed, and then they realized that the truth is like a flame. You cannot find the beginning of it and end of it. So this day being celebrated as the realization day, and this symbolic truth appearance is by the flame that is being littered in the fire, the littered in the Tiruvannamalai temple on the top of it. This day, one more significance is that after all these rainy days, the rain is going to end by Kartigai, this month, Tamil month. After this Kartigai month, there won't be any rain. So it's being celebrated as the rainy days have gone and this winter is going to come, and this being celebrated by lighting the lamps everywhere and inviting the divine to come over again to the earth, and people are celebrating these days. Generally, people lit in their courtyard and in their front of the houses, everywhere they lit the lamps with till oil and a small wooden lamps. That's the significance of it. And they celebrated with two kinds of sweets. One is with a puffed rice mixed with jaggery, they made it. And also this rice flour mixed with jaggery soup, jaggery syrup, and they fry it in the oil, and they offered this to God and celebrate this. It's being celebrated by everywhere in Tamil Nadu, especially in Tamil Nadu.
At the amphitheater at Matramandir every Tuesday, Savitri read by Mother with Sunil's music, 5:30 to 6 p.m., weather permitting. The Oroville Library at Bharat Nevis became flooded again after last Monday's rain, with a 10-centimeter mark reached Tuesday morning before the power came back. Reopening of the library must wait until the monsoon is definitely over, as the groundwater level is so high that each new rainfall leads to new flooding in the library. Three things are required in order to begin the making of any progress on the spiritual path: to let go of judging, to stop the making of comparisons, and to discontinue the wonderment of asking why. Words from Marcus Aeschylus. The news is an echo of the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org.
And thanks for listening.